Hey y'all, hey. Welcome to Such a Lady, and I'm your host, Siobhan. If you are new tuning in, make yourself at home and stay a while. Get comfortable. Welcome to your new toxic family, to my sals. What up? What up, what up? What up, what up, what up, ladies? What up, what up? What up, what up, what up? Okay, sorry. Y'all miss me? I miss y'all's. I miss y'all's face for real, for real, for real. I was just thinking about the OG sals, like Michelle and Wendella and Denise and her sister and Miss Shawnee. Are y'all still listening? Y'all still out there? Listen. Let me know. Y'all still listening? Cause we got a lot of new, we got a lot of new faces. Our followers have actually grown. We went from like 400 to like 916. And that's just on the Spotify platform. That's not on all the other platforms. But so I'm excited, y'all. So I just was curious if the OGs were still listening or do, you know, or new people. I was just wondering. But regardless of who you are, if you can hear the sound of my voice, I just want to thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You don't have to. Like, this ain't the radio. It don't accidentally come on. Like, you actually have to go out of your way to listen to me. And I appreciate you for that. It does not go unnoticed. When we get to 1,000 followers, I want to do something. And so you guys, like, let's brainstorm. Like, let's think of something to do when we get to 1,000. I think it'll be so dope. Because we are a community. We're small. And we're growing, and I love that for us. Let's get into it. So our Such a Lady of the Week is a double whammy. And the reason why I say that is because she is our Such a Lady of the Week and our Business Lady of the Week. She is Shinova, aka Black Game Strong. I like that. Listen, because listen, who's with the sucker stuff? Not her, not me. Listen, because Her block game is strong, okay? Play with your mama. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. And guess what, y'all? The icing on the cake is her name is Siobhan as well, right? Super dope. That is not why she is the Such a Lady of the Week. No, it is not. Just so happened to be that her name is Siobhan. Shinova has several journals available that encourage you to let go of that toxic energy. And, you know, I love journals. Like, I have 11,000 of them. I just buy them because they cute. And then I just start one and be like, you know what? I'm over this one. And then I'll start a new one. Because then, you know, by this time, I done found a new journal. It's a me thing, okay? But we're going to definitely post her journals on our social media pages so that you all can see. We definitely see you out here being great on purpose, sis. And we love that for you. Sals, please like and support. And we all know that support isn't always about money. So y'all support me all the time. Like, let's just be honest. Every time I'm like, God, listen, is it time for Such a Lady to just bow out gracefully? He uses one of you beautiful souls to keep me going. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again. Now, for what y'all came here for, the toxic stuff. Listen, I know what y'all came here for. Don't play with me. Imagine getting a second chance at love. That is what Omar Murray thought he was getting. Omar was born in Jamaica. Jamaica Mon. Listen, y'all like my Jamaica Mon accent. He was the oldest of his siblings, and he was a very, very hard worker. Omar came to the United States and became an iron worker, and he did this for many, 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 many years. Omar would get married, and that marriage would end in divorce after 10 years. And that's a long time to get on somebody's nerves and then just be done fooling with them. I'm just saying, because if we make it past 5 years, you stuck. Because I'm not starting over. Have you been in these dating streets? Right, I'll pass. But apparently Omar and his wife couldn't work through it, and that's okay. You know, I joke and stuff like that. But listen, I'm all about making marriages work, okay? Get the therapy you need. But you can't make somebody want to do something. You know what I mean? Of course, in relationships, there are going to be seasons of disconnect and things of that nature. But when you blatantly know someone is not trying and they've checked out and you're trying everything and they're just like, no, then you don't deserve that. So I wasn't there. I don't know what happened, but it didn't work out. And Omar was sad. He was, because don't nobody want, I mean, you know, 10 years is a long time to be with somebody. So don't nobody want to have to go through that and then it just end in divorce. But that's where they were. And Omar ended up moving in with his mother, you know, to get back on his feet, take some time to get himself together. But while he was there, he met Alicia Knoll. Now, Alicia Knoll was this beautiful registered nurse. She was said to be the life of the party. Omar was said to be the life of the party. So it was like they just hit it off immediately. And they started traveling together. Now, Omar was older than Alicia. He was older than her by 12 years. But that didn't seem to matter. Their families got along. His family was actually happy for him. They were like, okay, well, you know, after he went through this divorce, I'm so glad that he found someone that he can laugh with again. You know, I don't think people realize when you go through a storm, a bad time, regardless of it's a loss of a relationship or loss of a loved one, whatever type of loss, you kind of wonder, will I ever smile again? Will I ever be happy again? I don't know if y'all done ever been there, but I done been there before. Like, how will I ever, ever get joy again? You know? And so I can only imagine that. And Omar was smiling again. He was happy. And this was due to Alicia. And so they were like, hey, let's keep this good thing going. So they decide, you know, that they're going to get married. So within 6 months of dating, this couple then got engaged, and Alicia Knoll went to be Alicia Knoll Murray, right? Life is good. So, you know, Omar is getting his second chance at life. Alicia's found the man of her dreams. What, you know, life couldn't get better, but it could, because the couple will go on to have a beautiful daughter. Oh my goodness. So they have this beautiful daughter. They move into this $500,000 townhouse, and it's like a two family townhouse. So it's like an upstairs and a downstairs. So the goal was eventually Omar and Alicia were going to rent that downstairs area out, but they needed to get it fixed up. But right now they were just living their best life. They had just had this baby girl, and they were just being happy, okay? Being great on purpose. That's what they were doing. Until one day on February the 24th, 2013, Alicia calls the police and tells them that her husband was shot. Alicia's in her room with the baby with the door locked until the police come, because she doesn't know what's going on. You know, and I don't blame her. You have this baby, you hear your husband screaming. You don't know if somebody's coming in after you. You don't. So her first thought was to make sure that she protected her baby and herself, because she didn't know who was coming through that door. Now the police come and the ambulance come, and they take Omar to the hospital, where unfortunately he is pronounced dead. While the family is grieving, the police are checking out the house, and they're like, what could have possibly happened? Now, while they're at the house, the police realize that the cameras at the house are unplugged. That was the first red flag. Like, why are the cameras unplugged? The police thought that maybe it could be a home invasion. The people came in, you know, decided that they didn't want to be caught. They saw the cameras, they unplugged them. But then the police saw that nothing was stolen. So that wasn't the case. The house wasn't ransacked. Like, so the police were like, yeah, that's probably not the case. So then they look into Omar himself. But Omar didn't have a criminal history. He didn't have a record or anything like that. So the police were baffled as to who would do this to this man that everybody in the community loved. Nobody had a bad word to say about him. The police are kind of like stumped. But then while they're looking around, they find a camera in front of one of the businesses near the home of Alicia and Omar. So they're like, oh, wow, this might be a lead. On the tape, the police see Omar leaving the house the day that he was shot. And then at this time, they see a car pull up after he leaves, and two different men get out the car at two separate times and enter the building that Omar and Alicia stay in. Now they go in comfortable. They don't have no worries. They going in like they know somebody to live there, or they going in like they live there. Okay. Omar comes back, and then the police see the same two men that they saw on camera running back to the car, and then the car speeds off. So the police are like, okay, this is kind of strange. Let's look into this. The police zoom in on the camera, and they recognize one of the men on the camera as Kurt Petitius. Now, Kurt had a history with the police. Now, you got to have a history with the police when they zoom in on you and they know who you are. I never not one time want that to be me. Like, I need for y'all to, like, find me through ancestry. Like, through my cousin's second cousin's mama's blood, her follicle. Like, I don't need for y'all to ever be able to be like, oh, that's Siobhan. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she be in these streets. That's why we not. No, never not. I don't never need that to be me. But that was Kurt. He had a history with the police, so immediately they wanted to question him. The police are thinking maybe Omar is not as clean as people said he was, but they won't know until they speak with Kurt, because, you know, and right now they just assuming, you know, you're assuming and it's showing. I don't like that. While they are looking for Kurt, they decide, okay, let's bring in Omar's wife for questions. So they bring her in with the baby, and they start to ask questions. And the first question that they're asking is like, hey, why are the cameras, why were they disconnected? Like, what was up with that? And Alicia's like, well, I didn't even know that they were not hooked up. Like, that's a bit of a surprise to me, because about 3 weeks earlier, Omar was outside and someone just started shooting at him. Right. But, right, because where they do that at? Alicia said that Omar barely made it inside before he could call out to his wife for help. I don't know. Like, he was just outside and people just start shooting at him. Crazy wild, huh? After this, Omar became paranoid, Alicia said. But who wouldn't be? Like, somebody just tried to kill him. I'm gonna be paranoid. Like, are y'all done? Are y'all coming back? Was it meant for me? Was it meant for her? Did y'all get the wrong house? Like, I got questions. Who got answers? Like, for real. I'm gonna be paranoid too. So Omar decides that he needs to not only protect himself, but he has a family as well. So he went and got the cameras, and he even got a gun. He was like, listen, I'm not finna play with y'all. Y'all, listen, if y'all get me, y'all gonna have to work for it, because I'm not just finna lay down and say, here I am. The police asked Alicia, like, well, you know, you're telling us that he got this gun. Where's the gun at? And she's like, I never knew, like, where he kept it. Like, he told me he got the gun, but I don't know where he put it at. Like, that was his thing. I didn't want it around me. I didn't want it around the baby. So I didn't know, and I didn't ask. So then the police decided to pull a wild card, and they show Alicia the video of the two men who entered their building before Omar was shot. And Alicia says that she is not sure who the first man is, but the second person on the camera, she knows that person. And the police are looking like, okay, who is it? Like, we're waiting. And Alicia finally says, well, the man on the camera is Damien Lavelle, and I've been having an affair with him for about a month. So the police don't have to ask her to go into details, because Alicia just starts spilling it. She's like, okay, Omar was a cheater, been a cheater, always a cheater. That's just who he was. Alicia tells the police that before they got married, Omar had cheated on her. And he begged her, hey, listen, I really love you. That was just a mistake. After they talked, a lot of compromising, a lot of begging, a lot of apologies, Alicia said that they would go on to get married. She forgave him. And Alicia said she tried to get past the cheating. But once she did, Omar admitted that he had been sleeping with a prostitute. I'm just confused because now listen, I'm not saying that you got to, but I'm saying you got free access at home. It's in-house. Why are we paying? And then not only that, but she 12 years younger. I'm a post picture. She's beautiful girl. Beautiful girl. That just goes to show you it ain't all about looks. And then, you know, you get into it with another woman, you'd be like, honey, I look better than you. And you might. You might look better than me. But let me tell you something. That don't mean that your man's going to be faithful to you. It ain't about the looks. It ain't about. If he going to cheat, he going to cheat. It is what it is. That's what it is. So you can call me ugly all day, and I might be ugly. But if your man gonna cheat, he gonna cheat with my ugly tail if he wants to. That's just what it is. So, she beautiful girl, but your husband's out here sleeping with prostitutes. You know what I mean? Like, what is life? What is life? And then you don't know what he bringing back. Because whoever she's sleeping with, he's sleeping with now. And now he coming home sleeping with you. And how many times has Omar slept with his wife before she found out that he was bumping uglies with the prostitute? Right. So it messes with your mental. It definitely messes with your mental. Do I think it's okay to hurt people? No. But do I think it's okay to cheat on folks? No, because it definitely, I mean, you know, some people have the strength to just get up and walk away and that just be the end of it. But some people just ain't built that way. You know what I mean? And those be the ones you got to watch. Anyway, so let's get back to the story. Okay. So Alicia said she had got past the cheating, but then Omar admitted to sleeping with a prostitute. Alicia said that she had had enough. Omar was having fun and she was finna have fun too. I just want to know where the baby was. Y'all doing all this fun, this cheating. Y'all got prostitutes. Alicia finna go have a hot girl summer. Where's the baby? Who's watching the baby? Okay, so now while Omar was working and Alicia was, you know, out taking care of the baby, just out and about, one day she runs into Damien and they just start talking, you know, haphazardly whenever they see each other, and they spark up this friendship, Alicia said. Well, then Alicia said that she was lonely and she needed a friend. And so they would talk, and this simple friendship turned into much more. It turned into a sexual relationship, but y'all knew that was coming. Y'all knew that was coming. Y'all remember that Omar and Alicia had the townhouse, the one with the upper level and the lower level. Now, remember that they needed work done. Guess who Alicia recommended to do the work? Right, you guessed it. Her new boo, Damien. So while Omar was upstairs, Alicia and Damien were downstairs drywalling. Get it, drywalling. Listen, y'all, I'm a hoot. I can't make it up. Listen, okay. So, but the police are, now they're like, okay, you got my attention. We're interested. Now they want to talk to Damien at this point. So they're like, we not only do we want to talk to Kurt, we want to talk to Damien. So they now have a APB out on Kurt and Damien. Now, all points bulletin. They want them. They're like, listen, we need to talk to these men and we need to talk to them now. Because even though Alicia said that she's having this affair with Damien, when the police asked, does she know anything about her husband being killed, she said she doesn't. Well, once the police finally get a hold of Damien, he starts talking, as they do. And Damien said that ever since the two had been messing around, Alicia had been trying to get him to kill her husband. Right. Damien said that she offered him $3,500. $3,500, right? $3,500. That's how much your husband's life was worth. to kill her husband. And she was going to start off with a $500 down payment. Damien said that Alicia also stated that she had over $900,000 in life insurance combined for Omar. And you only giving me $3,500? You better get somebody else to do it, because guess who's not? Me. But apparently Alicia had that good because Damien agreed to kill Omar for some chump change. Right? This man is paying you to fix up his house, and not only are you sleeping with his wife, you are plotting to kill him. Like, again, where's the baby? Because Alicia had just not too long ago given birth to this baby. Like, ain't nobody watching the baby. Like, y'all out here having prostitutes, hiring killers to kill folks, getting y'all's house remodeled. Where is the baby? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everybody. So Damien tells the police that this was not Alicia's first time trying to kill Omar. Oh, no, no, no. And the police are like, you don't say. And Damien was like, I do. But like, don't worry, I'm gonna keep talking. But first, let's make a deal. Now, remember, they had only been dating for a month, right? Alicia didn't think this through at all. I don't think so. Because after the Boothing agrees to testify against Alicia, the police want to hear the story. And apparently Alicia had tried to kill Omar twice before, okay? Not once, twice. The first time she poisoned him, sending him to the hospital. After getting better, Omar is outside fighting for his life. Because remember, that's why they had to get the cameras, because he was outside and somebody was shooting at him. So first Alicia tried to poison him herself. That didn't work. So then she gets her lover to do a drive-by and try to kill him, and that didn't work. So then they enlist somebody else, because Damien said that he couldn't do it. So then that's where Kurt comes into play. So they decide that they gonna bring somebody else into this jacked up situation. Okay, I tell y'all all the time, if you gonna kill somebody, you better not tell nobody but God. I'm just saying, Alicia was determined to kill her husband. She was like, oh no, you gonna die. And you would think after the first two times, she would be like, you know what? Maybe God is trying to tell me something. Nope. She was like, we ride at dawn. That's what she was like. She was like, we ride at dawn. Like, the crazy thing is did Alicia think that the police were going to arrest her lover, Damien, and then he was going to fall on his sword for her? I mean, I'm just wondering, they had just met yesterday. So these expectations, I don't know. It's not making sense. Why not just say that she didn't know him? I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, y'all. I know you can't rationalize with crazy, but I'm just trying to get it. I honestly think that Alicia thought she was smart. This is what I'm thinking. I could be wrong. She had unplugged the cameras at the house, thinking that the police would come and they wouldn't be able to see the cameras there. You know, but she didn't think ahead that, oh, well, they might see footage from around the area. And then once they found this footage from around the area, she didn't know what to say. So she said the first thing that came to her mind. Right. That's what I'm thinking that happened. Because why else would you tell the police that you know the person that's coming out of the house that your husband just got killed at? I don't know. I just think that she was like caught like a deer in headlights. I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. You know, they don't pay me for it. I just tell y'all about it. Now, while waiting trial, Alicia gets into another relationship. Yep. What they say, the only way to get over one man is to get under another one. Don't listen. That's not true. That is not true. Y'all don't believe that. Do not. They say that, but y'all don't believe that. Healing. Okay. Healing is the best way. It is not getting under another man. It is healing. Okay. So she done found her new boo thing, Jose. And Jose is, you know, out here living a best life, and she finna be on trial for murder. I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'd be worried about another boo. But then maybe I would, because if I'm finna go to jail for the rest of my life, maybe I do need to have the best time ever. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's like, you only live now. Maybe that's what she was like. Because she was out here having sex. I don't understand how people have babies when they getting ready to go to jail. Now, the first baby, you know, is if you go to jail, you're not finna have her. But then we want to have more kids. Who's taking care of these kids when you go to jail? Who? I don't know. Us? The taxpayer? I don't know. Who's taking care? Okay. So she gets in a relationship with Jose. Well, guess what Jose decide he want to do? He gonna cheat too. Why? Did y'all not discuss why she on trial? Did y'all not discuss why she on trial? Okay, I don't know, but she on trial. And you get in this relationship with her. But the crazy part is, while she's on trial, she's trying to cash in on these life insurance policies that she took out on Omar. And the insurance companies are like, aren't you being investigated for murder? And Alicia's like, I am, but that ain't your business. And she sues the insurance companies. She lost. But you would think that she would learn. But she does it, because after she gets to the new relationship and she find out Jose is out here Joseying with everybody that he see, she decides that she's gonna take a life insurance policy out on him. Right? Does this story sound familiar? Okay. But before Alicia can be charged with another murder, she is sentenced to life in prison for hiring a hitman to kill her husband Omar. Why not just leave? Like, she did all that and she got nothing. No money, no man, no kids. And for why? It couldn't be the lover, because they was only together for 3 days. Like, I don't know. Alicia probably was like, if I can't have you, can't nobody else have you. She was probably like, you know what, Omar? Because she was probably thought, because she had found this older man, that he was finna have his stuff together. He had been married for 10 years, so he knew how to be committed. He had been on his job for 10 years, so he was stable. I mean, for not 10, but many years, so he was stable. So Alicia probably felt like she had hit the jackpot with, you know, Grandpa. She probably felt like, you know, I found my light at the end of the tunnel. But that's where we get in trouble. We assume. Like I said, you assuming and it's showing. We assume, she assumed that he was older. He was gonna be a more stable person. And he might have been, but in the aspect of relationship-wise, Omar liked to dip in other dipping sauces, okay? That's what he liked to do. And Alicia knew that. She knew it before she got married. And she knew it after she got married. Was it okay that Omar was out here for the streets? No, absolutely not. You were married. But was it okay for Alicia to take matters into her own hands and play God? No, absolutely not. Not once, not twice, but 3 times, girl. I'm angry. Because why would you keep doing that? Like, I'm telling you, listen, did the Bible say that? Listen, I'm not even trying to get all holy, but it do say that God will give you a way out. He will. He'll give you a way out before you wreck your life. And he gave her a way out 2 times. First of all, did nobody know Omar had stayed with her after the second time? Even after the first time she tried to poison him, she should have just been like, you know what? I'm gonna sit down and eat my food. I'm gonna act right, God. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. But she was like, nope. I'm gonna make sure. And she sure did. She made sure that she spends the rest of her life in jail. And so nobody else has to worry about, well, I don't know, because folks be doing stuff from behind prison walls now. So who knows? But at least the family for Omar gets justice, because Alicia won't ever be able to, you know, hurt anybody on this outside world by marrying them and then poisoning their food and then having somebody try to shoot them. Like, you doing too much. Just too much. I don't, it's a lot. I'm tired. Okay, I'm tired from telling the story. But no, y'all know what time it is. If you are in a toxic relationship and you've been looking for a sign to get out, this is it. This is your sign. You don't have to pray no more. You don't have to ask God, hey, God, is this you? No, this is it. This is your confirmation that you deserve better. And you can have better. But it's hard for you to pick up better if you can't put down the mess you got going on now. Your hands is full of mess. You got to put down that mess in order to pick up what God has for you. And you can do it. I know that you can. And if you feel like you can't do it by yourself, you got us. We here rooting you on. You got this. And God got you. So listen, go ahead. Be great on purpose. Move. If you need help getting out of that toxic situation, you can always reach out to us at Such a Lady. Us, meaning me and God. Yeah, that's us. That's always us. We're a team of us. You can always reach out to us. Or if you don't want us in your business, that's fine. You can reach out to the National Domestic Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE. We just want you to be safe. And we want you here. And in order to be here, you got to leave where you're at because it ain't safe there. Now, if you are the drama and you know you the drama, you know when you the drama, it's okay to walk away. It's okay to say, you know what? I need to get me together. I'm not healthy enough to be with nobody else. I need to get myself together. And that's okay. And if you need help doing that, you can always reach out to us here. Listen, we love to tell the stories, but we love to encourage. We're in this love together. We got a love that'll last forever. I don't know if those are the words, but I just felt it in my spirit, and I just wanted to just sing it. That's it. Listen, y'all be great on purpose today. And if your morning didn't start out the way you wanted it to start out, it is okay. Do not let a bad moment turn into a bad day. Now, y'all, meet me here at the same time, same toxic place next week. And if y'all can't wait till then, let's meet over at the social media places, Such a Lady 30 on Instagram and Such a Lady on Facebook. And y'all don't forget about Bossed Up Candles, because I do sell candles. I do that. You know, I love to encourage other women, but I also like to encourage me too. And I'm trying to get better on that. So y'all can always follow Bossed Up Candles. Again, support don't mean money. Y'all can always do a like, a follow. That's all you got. Hey, you might not even like candles, but your sister's cousin, auntie, brother's uncle might. And listen, I know a lady, the podcast lady, my best friend in my head, who I listen to on Mondays. She sell candles and they're amazing. And you can buy them. And she'll send them to you. Like, that's it. That's all. All right, y'all. I love y'all. And remember that God loves you more. Don't forget to be great on purpose. Catch y'all later. Bye.